From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. is urging Israelis and Palestinians to tamp down the violence. U.S. officials are stressing there should be clarity about access to a holy site in Jerusalem. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the State Department is still working on plans for Secretary of State John Kerry to travel to the region.
Some of the violence is fueled by rumors that Israel is planning to change the status quo at a sensitive site known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Israel denies that, and State Department spokesman Mark Toner says it would be helpful if Palestinian leaders were clear about this, too.
What we're talking about is just clarity on all sides, and that includes the Palestinian side. That there is no change in the status quo.
The U.S. is calling on political leaders in the region to tone down the rhetoric and reduce tensions. Secretary Kerry is still finalizing a trip for this week to meet separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Health officials in Texas say they are cutting off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. NPR's Jasmine Garz has that story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office has released a statement saying, quote, Texas has stepped forward and shown its unyielding commitment to both protecting life and providing women's health services. The move comes after the release of undercover videos by anti-abortion activists. The videos claim to capture Planned Parenthood illegally selling fetal tissue for profit. Eric Ferreira, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, denies the allegations.
That is a flat-out lie. And there is no evidence to support it.
Planned Parenthood receives most of its federal funding from Medicaid and has said it intends to fight back the decision in Texas. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Austin.
The announcement in Texas comes just hours after a federal judge ordered the state of Louisiana to provide Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood for at least 14 more days. The government is looking at requiring drone aircraft to be registered. The recommendation from the Federal Aviation Administration comes at a time when use of the unmanned aircraft for surveillance, video, and other activities is becoming increasingly worrisome as a potential threat to the safety of aircraft. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox at a news conference explains why the new rules will make it easier to deal with those who violate the law.
If unmanned aircraft operators break the rules, clearly there should be consequences. But in fact, there can be no accountability if a person breaking the rules can't be identified. Registration will now allow us to identify them.
The FAA and the Transportation Department are setting up a task force to review the matter. Small toy drones that weigh a few pounds and can't fly higher than a few hundred feet are likely to be exempt from the rules. Stocks bounced around today after closing modestly higher to begin a new trading week. The Dow gained 14 points to end the session at 17,230. The S&P 500 was up a fraction. You're listening to NPR. The federal penalty for failing to purchase health insurance is expected to rise next year to $695, and supporters of the president's plan say the administration should highlight that as a marketing strategy. Backers of the approach say the prospect of stiffer penalties could help motivate people to sign up for health care when annual enrollment gets underway. For the same amount as the penalty, the average customer could get 6 months or more of health care coverage. Two Republican presidential hopefuls, Ben Carson and Donald Trump, are now requesting Secret Service protection. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security, which confirmed the news to NPR's Asma Khalid.
DHS says it has received official requests from both campaigns. Those requests are now under review, and neither candidate has yet received a security detail. Speaking to reporters in Texas, Ben Carson said he believes in the protection of God, but also logic.
I recognize that someone like me, who is very truthful, is probably going to be a target, and I do understand that.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is already under Secret Service protection as a former First Lady. In the 2008 campaign, President Obama got protection earlier than any candidate in presidential election history, about 8 months before the primaries began. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Yes, gas stations may be becoming a thing of the past, but the annual holiday toy truck is apparently alive and well this year. Hess, which has sold the trucks at its gas stations as part of an annual holiday promotion that began in 1964. Unveiled a red fire truck and ladder rescue truck. It will begin selling November the 1st. Most sales will be online. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.